Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Turi's Starlight Show. Well, the first thing I want to wish all of you is the happy Thanksgiving Day. Guess what? I was reading the news. I was watching the news today, and tomorrow and today, thousands upon thousands of people are going to get on the road to go back to their past, to their families, and all this is taking place after the full moon when Mercury is retrograde. Okay. Well, what does it mean? Well, it means that for some people, they surely won't go back home. I can guarantee you that. It's a sad reality. The supernova window or Mercury retrograde motion that we are in right now doesn't care about Christmas, Thanksgiving, or your birthday for that matter. It's just the way it is. So if you have to take the road tomorrow, don't trust this signal. Don't trust this person on the road. Just be double, triple, quadruple careful of every single thing you're going to do on the road. And be ready for anything from, you know, blowing up a tire or running out of gas or bad weather. Just be prepared. I know. So just be careful, okay? One more time, the stars don't care about holiday, about Christmas, Thanksgiving, and as I said earlier, your birthday. Now, what happens if you want to throw a party for your birthday and your birthday fall in a waning negative moon? Then be smart. Be smart. You're not available. Just postpone it. Say, guess what? You know what? My birthday is on the 26th, and you know, of course, the new moon is on the 3rd. I cannot do anything until the 4th. Use common sense. Respect the laws of the moon. Do not fall for what modern dates, religious holidays, or your own birthday says. Watch the moon. Remember, I can only repeat what I said so many times before. Natalie Holloway did not know about the moon. She went to Aruba after the full moon, and now she's gone. One of my good friends, when I was in England, also suffered the same story. I arrived in England on the first day of the new moon, and the lady that thrown the party and the conference for me, she says, Dr. Turi, you're going to meet everybody, but you're going to meet my daughter in 2 or 3 days from today. And I said, where is she? She said, she went to Spain for a birthday. And I told her, you sent your daughter in a foreign country after the full moon. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, what do I mean? Let me show it to you. I opened my book, Moon Power, 2005, last April. And my book was saying, be prepared for bad news, including emergency hospitalization and bad news about children. I made her read it the next day. And, you know, you got to take my words for it. For if you don't, you can email me and I will get you connected directly to Sue in England. And she'll tell you that all that I'm saying to you is true. The next day, the telephone rang. That was from the emergency room in Spain. Portugal. That's where her daughter was for her birthday. And they told her that her daughter was in the emergency room suffering some serious food poisoning. Guess what? This is what takes place after the full moon. If you've never been to France, Russia or Africa, make sure to go after the new moon. For if you don't, you might end up with food poisoning. You might end up with a plain HIV or God knows what. So just be aware of the moon. You have to respect the laws of the moon. And I'm telling you again, hundreds of thousands of people took the road today and tomorrow after the full moon on a supernova window. And I'm telling you, a lot of these people are going to have a lot of bad surprises. But you are my faithful listeners. You are aware of the moon fluctuations. You are aware of my philosophy. And I'm asking you, if you got to take the roads, well, just be careful. Many, many of my good friends have called me. They invited me. Oh, Louis, please, you must come. Come to L.A. Come to Palm Springs. Come to Sedona. Come to God knows where. I turn everybody down. And I said, no, I'm staying home. Two reasons. The first one is because the moon is waning and we are in a Mercury retrograde supernova window. The second reason is that I am so busy that I'm taking this holiday as a way for me to catch up in my business, because there is so many of you that have invested in me. And now, the waiting list is like 2 or 3 months as it stands now. I even raised my prices. Many of you have noticed that my price went all the way to $100 more in every of my services, hoping to stop the flow of orders coming every day. It doesn't stop. So what do I have to do next? Bring it to $1,000? I don't want to do that. I want to be affordable for everybody. I raised it because I'm trying to slow down the process and at the same time, you know, fulfill my commitment to you. You pay me quite a lot of money to do a reading. Many of you out there are listening to me right now. And I'm asking you again, please be patient. Be patient. I can only do 2 or 3 reading a day. That is if I really push myself hard. And you will find out when you listen to your full live reading. When you get that tape in your mailbox, you'll understand why I was literally begging you not to call me, not to email me about the status of your order. Just sit back, relax, and forget your order. It will come in time when the universe decides so. All right, now, well, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to educate you on something else that a lot of you do not know. Thanksgiving is it's a very beautiful way to say thank you to the Indians that helps all the people that settle that came in this country, all the people that were from Europe, all these people came here. They end up in a very rough country, and many of them would probably have died if it was not for the good heart of the Indians. Of course, they've been rewarded by being literally decimated, but, you know, the story goes on. Let me tell you what really, really happened well before the white men came to this country. The Pope, during the Dark Age, 16th, 15th centuries, gathered all the power of Europe, the French, the English, the Portuguese, the Spaniards, and he wrote a Cereta Bull, which means an order that has to be followed by every single power of Europe, because the Vatican or the Church during those days was the government. The first Cereta Bull that the Pope wrote was to kill every single cat in Europe, because during the day where the world was flat, cats were evil and they had to be destroyed because they were evil. Of course, the next thing is that the rat population literally exploded, and the Pope, this ignorant, and I'm not going to be short with my word, imbecile, is responsible for millions of people dying of the plague. That's where the plagues come from, because of the Pope order the Cereta Bull to kill every single cat in Europe because they were evil. Now that is in case you do not know. So now you know. Now, the rest of the story. The Pope signed another Cetera Bull. The Cetera Bull was to gather every single power in Europe. Again, the French, the Spaniards, the Portuguese, the English, Norwegians, asking them to build ships and then to go to the New World. And that is, of course, South of America. And gather more real estate and get more gold. And the most important mission they had to do was to destroy every single Indian that he called pagans at this time if they could not be converted to Christianity. Now, all the ships, including Cortez, one of the leaders of the Spanish fleet, landed in South of America to the Incas lands. And those Indians never seen a ship. They never seen a horse. They never seen a white man, for that matter. When they saw these people coming from the oceans, they thought they were gods. And they land on their knees. They received them like gods. They gave them everything they had. Food. Thanksgiving. They give them a form of security to be so far away from home. They give them fruits, water, food, everything they had. That's all the Indian had. And then they give them the best of the best that they had, and that was the temple of the sun disk, which was about 3 inches thick and 5 foot wide, gold, purely made of gold. And they gave him also the from the temple of the moon the same disk, but it was made in silver. Both relics were loaded with astrological symbols. Cortes took those two priceless disks and many, many more relics, put it back on the ships, and literally sail back to Spain and Portugal, where the king of those countries simply melts everything. He melts every single thing that's gold and silver to gather more money so that he could support more, quote, religious invasion. Now, all the knowledge of the Incas through their artifact is gone, melted for gold. Same happens with the Indians in this country. And when they arrive here, cold, destitute, starving to death, the Indians saw them as lost soul, and they fed them. And that's where this holiday comes from. And what did we do to reward them? What did we do? Well, the sad reality is that right now, I don't know how many of you have been to Sedona, but I remember Sedona 10 years ago. When you were driving through Sedona 10 years ago, there was no church, no Christian church. Nowadays, if you drive to Sedona, every half a mile, you will have a Christian church. Some of those churches are right up against the red rock. Now understand that this is an Indian reservation, which is completely against the law, against the Indian needs and desire to have those churches built up on the rocks. Now, if you or me, regardless if you're a millionaire or not, wants to build a house against the red rocks in Sedona, you've got no chance. It's impossible for you, regardless of the money you have, to build a house against the red rocks. Guess what? Christian churches are against the red rocks because the local government in Sedona are religiously poisoned, and the zoning allow those churches to be built. There is probably more churches now in Sedona than you have businesses. In less than 10 years, I have this scene each time I go to Sedona, a new church popping up. In what right do they do that? In what right does the white man, where does he take the right to infringe on the Indian's philosophy, on the Indian's land, to build Christian churches? Those churches are literally disfiguring the entire scenery of Sedona. Each time I go there, I am going more and more upset, for the local Christians, religiously poisoned government, has absolutely no respect of the Indians' secret places of the Red Rocks. But that's what it is. When you have money, you have power. And all of those people that are the local government in the city of Sedona are all very, very religious, and they have the money, and they have the power. I do not know how many of you have been through San Diego on the way to Los Angeles on I-5 in La Jolla. Guess what? The same happens in La Jolla, but it is not Christian. Now, it's the Mormons. The Mormons have built up a white cathedral right by the Highway 5. I mean, just use common sense. Call it spiritual pride by excellence. A church should be in an environment which is quiet, which is natural. And I understand that. If possible, not infringing the Indians' zoning. Now, the Mormons have built up this church right up against I-5. And guess what? If you want to stop and if you want to go inside that church, be ready to give 5 or 10% of your wages. Now, call it business, call it spiritual pride, but that is the fact of what's going on. How many more years do we have to fight ignorance? How many more years do people have to suffer, especially the Indians? But some of those Indians are very smart. Let me tell you a story. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was doing a lecture at a Hilton. And during those days, I was doing readings. And I had my little table set up. I had my recording machine, my headphone, my microphone. And I was doing a reading. This guy came to me, and he sat in front of me. And he goes, "Dr. Turi, I want a reading from you. I did a reading for him, and I looked at him, and I said that he was a messenger for the Indians. I had no idea who the guy was. And then after I did his reading, he says, "That was the most incredible and accurate reading I ever had." And he says, "Let me introduce myself to you. I am the representative of all the Indians in the United States. I am an attorney." And he showed me a letter that he wrote to the Pope, where he was literally begging the Pope, the present Pope, which is now dead, of course, asking him to overturn the Cetera Bull that was written many, many hundred years ago, stopping Indian kids to speak their language, to do their rituals, and stopping all the rights of the Indians. I read this letter, and I was so impressed by the words, by the truth, by the demand, that I actually put that letter in my book, You Are God. I mean, And God Created the Stars. Tell you what, when you realize what the government from a foreign country back in Europe did and imposed upon the Indians, the resident, the legitimate resident of this country, he will drive anybody insane. Thanksgiving Day, this is how, when the facts are there, when the truth is said, this is what the white man has done to the Indians. Abuse them, rape them, take away their artifact, their philosophy, their religion, their need and respect to respect Mother Nature. And we have replaced this with Catholicism, with Christianity. It is a disaster for the Indians. But the fact of the matter is that the white men, and I am white, I'm not ashamed to be white, don't get me wrong, because there is so many white people out there who have a good heart and a good soul. who understand the situation. But this is what Thanksgiving is all about, people. It's a business. The biggest business of all, again, is Christianity. They own more land, more businesses than the government. They have investment in every major corporation. Everything is Christianized. It's a business. You could be sure of that. On the sports industry, on the oil industry, on the chemical industry, on the entertainment industry, every major radio station and television station is Christian owned. These people are at the top of your local government. They run the schools. They run your local government. They run the zoning department. This is why, again, you have those churches right up against the Red Rock in Arizona, in Sedona. Next time you go to Sedona, just remember, this is a very, very sacred site. Respected from the bottom of the soul by every single Indian who went on the Red Rock doing their ritual well before Christianity poisoned west side of America. Just be aware of the fact, people. That is my little piece on a Turkey Day. All right. Now, if you have any questions for me, we are nearly at the end of the first half an hour. The first half an hour of my show is to give you some feedback, put my feelings on the air. The second half an hour is a little bit more for you, so to speak. Many of you know also that we have the chat room, which is up and running right now. And some people have asked me questions right there on the on my chat room. This one says, I wanted to ask Dr. Therese some question after the broadcast, mainly concerning his prediction of the stock market for this supernova window. Well, hoping he could give further clarification, perhaps. Well, tell you what. First of all, when somebody is so concerned about the stock market, it simply depicts a very strong insecurity complex. But this is how people make their living. You know, the investment, and you have to keep an eye on the stock market. Anytime there is a supernova window, the stock market will go up or will go down because of the karmic intonation involving large corporation. Let me give you this example. When all those hurricanes bit us and hurt us, millions of people were displaced. Many of them had to relocate and start a new life. Now, those big fat pigs out there who make billions of dollars with the oil company, you know, hit you so hard when you were on your knees, put it this way. They made sure, regardless of the pain and suffering that you were going through, to raise the oil price, the gasoline price, right to the roof. Okay? Now, on, and everything goes back a little bit more together. People start to complain, and goes the government going after those CEOs, FCOs that have a. Okay? And this is what Mercury retrograde does. Mercury retrograde brings these people to the fact of what they did. And if you throw something up, it's going to come down, which means these people now have to give explanation why they made billions of dollars on our sweat, fears, and insecurity. So how can you predict the stock market? It has to do with so many elements. It has to do with the current market. It has to do with the people that manipulate the market. You have to understand, people, you are in America. This is your country. I'm French. I understand both countries Europe and America because I've been in both countries. This country is capitalism, which means I don't care about you. I want to make money. You like it or not, that is the fact. Now, insurance company in the United States will insure you if you, your cat, and your dog never ever had a cold. Which means these people are not there to help you if you got a problem. They are there to make sure they are going to insure somebody who will never get sick. Somebody who don't smoke, who don't drink, who had never, no history of cancer. So for the rest of your life, you're paying these people. Okay, I guess I have a caller on the line. Okay,
hello.
Who's on the line?
This is Nathan.
Nathan, my friend, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia.
Yes.
Okay. What's your question for me?
I was on your website the other day and had actually posted a note on the bulletin board there concerning your prediction for the Dow Jones and the stock market this month, and just wanted some further clarification.
You were not listening. Last 2 minutes I've been talking about this.
Oh, I've got a delay here. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I can tell you that it's all about karma. As I mentioned earlier, before you called me, the people that run the oil company have literally abused all of us when we needed to save some money. They raised the oil price right to the top. Do I make sense?
Right.
Okay. So now if you throw something up, it's got to come down. That's called karma.
Right.
And these people now are going to be, checked by the government and other agencies to find out why they made billions of dollars. And the result of all these legal disputes will affect the stock market. But it's Mercury retrograde is like bringing back to their face what they did a few months ago. And
okay.
Of course, anytime you have a Mercury retrograde, the stock market will fluctuate. But
okay.
On a more deeper level, my friend, what month were you born?
July.
July. All right. So in what year, if I may?
1975.
So you were born with the tail of the dragon in Taurus. That means you have a very strong financial insecurity complex. Don't take it personally, I hope.
Okay.
No, I won't. You lose everything you own in life once and twice. Your dragon set is in Scorpio on your fifth house, which is the house of speculation, and Scorpio rules anything to do with other people's money and investment. Indeed, you are a very, very much of an investigator of the higher order. If you were aware of the moon fluctuations, if you were aware of when the moon cruises your dragon's head, if you were aware of your natal dragon's head, you would know the exact timing to invest in the stock market, and you would not have to worry of what the fluctuation of the stock market will be all about, because you will always land on your feet. And that's why you're here tonight, to ask some questions about the stock market. I can only tell you, my friend, if you want to learn to fly an airplane or a helicopter like I do, you got to take the time to educate yourself. And at that point, you don't have enough information to handle the moon. Being born in July, you're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon, and having your dragon set in Scorpio, you're a natural investor, but there is some universal rules that you have to master.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, but be confident. The stock market always goes up and down, and I can tell you, if you have a pen, write it down right now.
Okay.
March next year, in September next year,
okay,
you're going to see some serious fluctuations with the stock market. Now,
seriously.
Positive or negative, I cannot tell you anything else at that point.
Okay.
You have to do your homework. Get moon power. Remember, you're a moon child.
Well, I've got downloaded your 2005 version, and I'll look to get your 2006 version.
Well, all right. The 2006 will guide you and will tell you when it's the right time for you to invest.
Okay, I thank you for your help.
Thank you very much. You have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Sorry.
Well, I can always repeat myself so many times. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. The more you understand your relationship with the divine, the more you know about your second house of money and self-esteem, or your eighth house of corporated endeavors, more power to you. I can only repeat myself again when I said to you to watch the universal laws and respect them, because that's why they were written for us to use. I got another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name, if you can hear me?
Hi, Dr. Turi. It's Barry calling.
Barry, where are you calling me from, Barry?
I'm calling you from Edmonton.
Where is that?
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, in Canada. Okay,
yes,
I'm
going
to be going there sometime in May, I believe.
Where are you going to be?
To my newsletter?
Where are you going to be here?
We are just in the process of building the event, the lecture, the teaching. My question was to you, did you sign up for my newsletter?
Yes, I did, sir.
Then you will know, my friend. What's your question?
Can you tell me about my house of love and my relationship with the girl I'm with now and where it's going?
First of all, let me have your date of birth.
It's June 12th, 67.
June 12th, 67. Okay.
Yes.
I apologize. Somebody's trying to call on my radio
line
again. All right. Now, first of all, when it comes to your health, my friend, you are much, much, much too concerned about it. The reason is, in your past life, you were a doctor.
Okay.
And that's why you're looking at your blood pressure, you're looking at your God knows what. You should not know what is your blood sugar level. You should not know where your spleen or your heart is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You're much, much too concerned about every little part of your body, and your subconscious, which is in charge of the well working of the atomic structure of your body, may take this over-concern as a wish, and it is a fear. Fears and wish your subconscious does not know. The next thing you know, you're going to pay the consequences. You're going to pay the penalty. Just think positively. Well, I'm looking at your chart now. The tail of the dragon when you were born is in Scorpio, right in your sixth house of health. That means naturally, as you know, Scorpio as a stinger, you're going to use your own witchcraft residue in the name of ignorance and sting yourself through your subconscious. So stop. Stop right now about worrying about every single thing. Now, as far as your health is concerned, do you have any neck problem, thyroid problem, stomach problem? What's your problem?
I've had a problem with my back.
Okay. As far as you, no headaches, no sinuses?
No headaches, no sinuses.
Okay. The problem that you have in your back comes from your Atlas, which is on the back of your head.
Okay.
To fix that, you would have to come to the office or maybe see a chiropractor. Much of the ramification of the veins and nerves that goes to your back is coming from this little bone in the back of your head. I'm looking at your chart right now. If you set up your neck together, it's going to liberate your back. But let me give you a tip.
Sure.
First of all, you're not into any medication, any chemicals,
no.
Anything?
No.
Okay. What I want you to do, do you take a shower at night or in the morning?
I take a shower in the morning.
All right. Well, I want you to take a shower at night.
Okay.
Not in the morning.
What?
I want you to
that?
Put your chin against your chest.
Okay.
I want you to put your hands above your knees. And I want you to put as much hot water as you can take on your back. And I want you to slowly but surely, inch by inch, going down.
Okay.
Because chances are you cannot even touch your feet. Correct?
Okay. It's close.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Now, in your back, you have two big, huge muscles. They are called the lumbars.
Yes.
And when you sleep all night, they retract, they contract, they restrict themselves. And when you get up in the morning, they give you all sorts of back problems. You
yes.
need to elongate those two muscles. What type of work do you do?
Okay.
What type of work do you do?
I work on my computer.
So you're sitting all day long, putting more stress on his back, and you do not give them enough exercise, and all the toxins screw up your back, and that's going to give you pelvis problems and screw up your knees later on. Do
true,
I make
true,
sense?
True. Very true, 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 yes.
All right, my friend.
Can you tell me about my relationship?
Also?
Pardon me?
You're born in June, excuse me.
Yes. Can you tell me about my relationship and where that wants to go with
you? Have your dragon set in your subconscious. So if you decide to do a reading with me, a full life reading, remind me that you talk to me, and I'm going to give you a 90-minute tape that would take care of you for
free. Can I ask you one more thing?
Go ahead.
Can you tell me about my relationship with a girl and where it's going?
Okay. Was she born in the air sign, or she's a Scorpio
or
Cancer? What month was she born?
She's a Cancer born in, or a Capricorn born December 23rd.
Okay, so she's right on your seventh house. She's a Sagittarius, and you're a Gemini. Her sun sign is in Capricorn, but she's born in December, which means if you count seven from June, you're going to end up in December. So you are into the normal attraction of the zodiac. She's been married before?
No, she hasn't.
Okay. Is she a foreigner?
No, she's not.
She's born in the United States?
She was born here. She's from Poland, but she was born here.
Ah, that's what I wanted to hear, from Poland.
Okay.
Okay. Well, was she raised religiously or not?
No.
Okay, good. She's a spiritual girl. This person will be forced to move and relocate and restructure your career within the next couple of years. In your case, you probably will be forced to do the same thing. How long do you know her?
I've known her for over a year now.
Over a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a little bit insecure. She has been hurt. You need to be patient with her.
Yes.
She's very intellectual. She wants to travel. She likes the wild. She's also good with computers.
Yes, she is.
I know. She's a very, very special person, but again, she has been hurt. And in the back of her head, she has that person that has really done damage to her. So you need to give her more attention, more trust, and be patient with her. She likes to talk and communicate. She's a very advanced spiritual person. Just be patient with her.
Just be patient with her.
That's all you have to do, my friend. And keep
my
busy.
Friend, and how's my career looking? One last thing.
You're going to restructure your career, my friend. Anything about your career, we have to be restructured. What are you into? The arts? What are you doing?
I work. I'm into the arts. I'm a musician. I'm also working as
the arts. Yeah, you have a complete restructure taking place next year, but you should do a full life reading, so I will give you all the nuts and bolts.
Okay? Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Turi.
You're welcome, my friend.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You know, it's very difficult for me to guide people like I'm doing right now, because even though that I'm precise, I can see her, I can see him, I told him he was into the art well before he said anything. There is so much more in his chart. I have to look at his fear principle. I have to look at his drive principle. I have to look at his natal dragon and hidden dragon. And from there, I have to guide him. Then I have to give him the right month where he has to go out there when the dragon smiles at him. You know, it is not an easy game to guide people on a radio show. I do my best, but it's better to do a full life reading. I think I have another caller. What's your name? Hello, caller. What's your name?
Yes, hello. My name is Ayn. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening, sweetheart. What's your date of birth, honey?
10-3-48.
10-3-48. And do you have any question for me?
What is the message that I meant to hear at this point?
Well, the message to hear at this point is to reevaluate the position in the world with partners and yourself. Do I make sense or not?
Yes.
Okay. You have to learn to let go. You got a problem in letting go of things and people. You are a natural peacemaker, an interior designer. You have so much spirituality about you, but you don't trust people. If you want to attract love and happiness and money, you have to think that way. And sad enough, you've been going through a lot of drama, financially and emotionally. I can see that. Correct?
Yes, more than most human beings.
Oh, I already see, honey. I see your tail of the dragon on your self-esteem and your finances since you were born. But, again, your chart is set for you to be very, very wealthy. And you are a perfectionist in so many ways. Are you into health also, like homeopathic medicine?
Yes, I have been for over 50 years, and I was just diagnosed with a very, very rare liver disease.
Okay.
And something else.
Let me stop you right away, okay? Right away. Your doctors are educated in disease.
Yeah.
Not educated in healing. You hear
yes.
me? So, first of all, being born in October, you have a very negative reaction to any form of chemicals. Any doctor prescriptions could hurt you.
I don't take any. I've had to stop everything.
Good. Now, tell me what is your problem is coming from your liver, you said?
I believe liver and indigestion. I had
right.
a high blood
okay.
cell test.
Honey, listen a second now. I can show them through you. You have problem on your low intestines.
That's correct.
You got a problem on your digestive tract.
Correct.
So it's coming from stress. It's coming from blockages. And that affects the rest of your filters. Now, if you give insulin to your liver, you're going to make your liver very lazy to the point where it doesn't have to produce insulin anymore. Okay? Those don't work that way. So you need to fix that. And how to fix that, you could do it homeopathically. Given a chance, your body can fix itself. I am sorry, my telephone is ringing off the hook. Please, people, don't call my number. You guys go to my website, you see, and you call me. Don't, please. If not, I would have to change telephone. All right. Now, turning to you, honey. First of all, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio. You like it or not, you're a witch. Okay? When I say witch, I mean a white witch. In this country, when you hear the word witchcraft, oh my gosh, it's against God. You've been trained since you're a child to react negatively to the word witch or witchcraft. It's actually a compliment, and it's an accomplishment to be a white witch. Okay? Now, you've been burned, you've been hanged, you've been drowned. This is why you have neck problem, too.
Yes.
I know. The neck's giving you trouble. I can see it. Okay? Now, you need to get off the religious stuff because that's what poisoned you more than anything else. And that's where your blockage is coming from. Your witchcraft
needed
you desperately trying to come to light to heal you, and the restriction induced by your religious upbringing mess up your entire psyche, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
We have some serious cleansing to do for you. Listen, you could start by having a full life reading with me, or if you don't have the money, just get my Healing with Love DVD, number one and number two. And
yes.
Remind me you are from the show, and I will throw a 90-minute tape of full information on hypnotherapy, and I will hypnotize you on that little tape, and I will get all your filters back together. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're sure welcome. And have faith. Remember, the future is the reincarnation of your thought. You are a white witch. Don't sting yourself with your power. Free yourself from any fears, and you'll be saved. Not by Jesus, Allah, Buddha, but by yourself. Nobody else is going to save you but you. Remember that.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night. You know, this amazes me. It just amazes me. I'm looking at the charts of all these people that are calling here. In 1 second, I know where the problem is. What's the point to spend 7 years in an accredited medical school to, at the end, poison all of you out there? 78,000 Americans are going to die next year because of your accredited, educated, mental snobs, doctors who are going to poison you with chemicals because of their wrong assertion of findings. This is just too much for me to take. Okay, now, I believe I have another caller. Caller, are you here? Hello?
Hi, my name is Kalila Abazita.
Say it again, your first name?
Kalila.
Kalila, you are. Oh, that's a beautiful name. Where are you calling me from, honey?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. I mean, Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, Washington. Must be cold out there, huh?
Yeah, it is.
All right, sweetheart. Give me your date of birth.
March 18th, 1989.
March 18th, 1989. My gosh, this is a Pisces head. You were born with the head of the dragon in Pisces right on you. You have the same dragon that Nostradamus, that Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky. You know these people?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
These people are spirituals and healers and doctors. My gosh, you have a karmic dragon's head. If you swim upstream, my gosh, you can be an artist, you can be a doctor, you can be a philosopher, you could be a master of the spirit. Wow, you got a very interesting shot. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
I would really like to know how I'm going to do in college. Like, if I'm going to do what I think I'm going to do, if I'm going to do what...
Is it you want to do?
I want to work in Africa with the people that have really horrible diseases, and...
All right. Yeah, you're so sweet. This is ridiculous. I look at your chart. You rest assured, honey, you're going to do everything you want in this lifetime. God and the devil are going to be your friend to bring you what you want. You're very fussy, though. You're very picky. And you're always thinking about love and children. Do you speak French or Italian? Have you thought of learning those languages?
I speak French, yes.
I can see that. Yeah, you will probably will speak French, and you will write in your life. You will have to write books later on, okay? You're born a teacher. You're born a doctor. And the next couple of years are going to be definitely very, very productive. Don't mess up with love area, okay? Leave your heart alone, because you use your heart, not your head, in relationship. Even though that you're a very young girl, just leave boyfriend-girlfriend stuff aside for a while. Concentrate on your career and the mission that you have to do. You will work with children. You will work for the light. You will write. You will do an incredible work during the course of this lifetime. But be practical. Do you like music and dancing?
I absolutely do. I'm in choir right now.
I know. I can see that. Are you okay with water, or are you afraid of water?
I'm afraid of dark water.
Yeah, you've been drowned in your past life, honey. You've been drowned by the Christians many, many times. In your past life, you were a nun. That's why sometimes you conflict between one of fame and one is to stay home and do nothing and being away from light. Do I make sense?
Yeah, I understand completely.
All right. Do you like plants?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have gifts with plants. In many of your past life, you have healed people with homeopathic healing. My suggestion for you is, when you get educated in your medical school or whatever you're going to do, never forget that you have a lot of past life with the Indians, where you were very close to nature, with the stars and with plants and with animals. And you must never forget that whatever your schools are going to teach you, they don't know it all. Okay?
Okay.
And stay natural as much as you can. And watch the moon. Swim with the tide.
Okay.
Now, go to my website sometime, go to contact, and email us and ask Samantha to send you your chart. We send you your chart, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
Night. What a beautiful little girl. I mean, she's already aiming towards the dragon's head full speed. She's set to do an incredible work for the children of tomorrow. And she has already that feeling inside of her. I mean, what's the odds of having, how old is she? Huh? 16 years old. Yeah, I know a lot of 16 years old out there. They are just listening to punk music, to whatever type of music. And here she is being concerned for her fate and for her career. God bless your soul, baby. You're going to go a long way. Okay, I have another caller. What's your name? Are you here?
Susan.
What's your name?
Susan.
Susan. Where are you calling me from, honey?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Uh-huh. What's your date of birth, Susan?
12/31/62.
All right. So you're an Aquarius dragon's head. Leo dragon's head, excuse me. What's your question?
Just what do you see for the future?
What do I see for the future?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see first. In 62, I've been married before?
Yes.
Once or twice?
Once.
Are you married yet?
Yes.
Are you married still?
I'm This is my second marriage.
Ah, that's what I thought. That's what I wanted to hear. Because I'm looking at your chart, and you were set for at least a couple of marriage, but I want you to say it, not me. So, okay, it works. All right. Now, you were very independent. In your past life, honey, you were a male. You were not a female. And that's why you're so strong and so independent. You want to travel the world. You're a little bit eccentric, and your friends sometimes could bring you trouble. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as the future is concerned, the universe will want you to move and relocate either close to the water and get involved in a career that has to do with either the arts, children, or the medical field. Do you have any idea what you want to do?
That's very interesting because I'm interested in the arts and I'm also interested in medical.
It's exactly what I said, and I said.
Yes.
And it's important for you to realize that the universe, we want you to get away from your past, and that means the people you have known, the environment where you are in. So the universe and the dragon may want you to move somewhere else where you'll be able to focus a little bit more on your study and find a good job. You are definitely lucky in France and Italy, and I see you also doing well, but your stars are set where you're going to do well towards the middle life or the latter part of your life. The first part of your life is trouble, experiences, and all the good stuff that we all go through. But now you're moving on the second side of your life. Do you look younger than your age?
Yes, I do.
What people say, huh? I can see you through the telephone. Yeah, you have two lives in one, honey. Just be confident because early next year in June, you're about to start your new life where things are going to be going your way. And keep your eyes on foreigners. Foreign people are lucky to you. Make sense again?
Yes.
And don't forget to tap into computers and high tech because you will touch a lot of computers later on.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck
to
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, love. Well, as I said, in a fraction of a second, I can see through the UCI, UCI means Unique Celestial Identity, what the universe is offering as far as opportunity is concerned to anyone of us. And understanding the universal mind and dealing with the universal mind can only be a blessing in the long run. I have another caller. What's your name?
Hi, this is Corey.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling New York.
From New York. All right, sweetheart. What's your date of birth?
3/15/64.
And what's your question?
As you can see, I'm a Pisces. I'm
okay, excuse me. Are you male or female?
I'm a male.
Okay, all right. Okay, because did you... My Samantha told me that's a male that you call darling, so I'm no gay, okay?
It's okay. I know. I've been following you for a while, and
no
I enjoy your show.
Okay,
so
I got your stars in front of me here, and I'm looking at your chart. It's interesting because a lot of your past life were a feminine, though. That's why you're so emotional and you're so sensitive. Your past life evolved around... England and Afghanistan, incidentally. Now, you're lucky with your real estate and hotels and restaurants. And you're a natural philosopher and teacher, as I perceive through this chart. Have you worked in construction?
No.
Okay,
I'm a musician, actually. I'm a musician. I'm a singer.
Okay, so you are on the positive aspect of your Pisces. Perfect. Okay.
My question to you is I've had a couple of recordings worldwide, and
can I make a suggestion for you?
Absolutely.
You may not like it, but I have to tell you what the star says, okay?
Okay, sir.
If you do classical music, you're going to have a problem to get famous, but if you do country music, the doors will open to you. What type of music do you do?
I do world music.
Well, okay. Just concentrate a little bit on the music I just mentioned to you. Okay, I just channeled it, I forgot. What did I say? Country music.
Yeah, you mentioned country music.
Yeah, but I channeled it for you, so I don't necessarily remember. All that I do when I work with you is channeling. I'm getting things coming down, and then I translate it for you, and I don't necessarily remember 3 seconds later, so be careful of every word I say. Do you have any joint problem, knees problem?
I did. I had therapy and
okay, so it's all gone. Because when you were in England, you did a lot of walking too. Yeah, you had problems with your knees then.
Wow.
And don't eat when you're upset. Your stomach is also a little bit weak, okay?
Yeah, I have problems with my stomach.
I know. Don't eat when you're upset. Now, you will be, as I see you, you're going to be doing a lot of electronic music. Have you thought of that too?
Yes, I also play music, correct.
Yeah, I see that. Next year is going to be very, very interesting for you. You probably will have to go in an exotic place or might be cruise line are going to be, you're going to be doing some work on a ship, on a cruise line or in an exotic place. Have you thought of
it? Hello? No, I didn't.
Okay, so I want you to keep your eyes open on that. You're very, very lucky by the water for the next 2 years.
Okay.
And your dragon set is in Cancer. That means you are completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. That means you have to know when the moon is waxing and waning. So don't be shy. Order my book, Moon Power, and let me talk to you every single day of the entire year and educate you how to synchronize with the moon fluctuations. And that will make a lot of difference for you to get a very big deal and be successful. Remember, there is no accident. Your stars are set, like every one of us, where you have to respect the universal laws. Got all that?
Yes, I got most of it. Well, the funny thing is, I'll make this quick. Funny thing is, my music played all over the world. My videos played. I just feel still, I'm still kind of broke. My break didn't come through yet.
Huh?
I've signed deals with companies that fell through, music companies, and, you know, as you know, they lie. And
yeah, but my friend, this is what I was trying to say to you, but you're
yes.
not listening. You're not
yes,
listening.
I am listening.
You have to be signing contracts in relationship to the moon. You have absolutely no idea. You sign a contract, when the deal comes to you, it's like crossing the street when the moon is, when the light is red. You have a specific timing being born with the head of the dragon in Cancer that wants you to succeed. If you sign at the right time with the right people you don't know, but you know the right time. And that is if you understand my work. Get moon power. Educate yourself. You're not allowed to make a move without not knowing what your ruler of your dragon set is doing. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. Get moon power. And you're going to sign deals that will bring you money, and you're not going to make others rich but yourself. You hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, my friend.
Thank you. You have a wonderful...
Thank you for coming. Well, people, we are coming at the last minute of Dr. Terry's Starlight Show. I will take this opportunity to thank every one of you for listening to the show tonight. I will be going to Asia next week, and I may not be able to do the show, but who knows, maybe Samantha can do it and take over. She is very, very smart, and if I'm in the plane in the middle of the ocean next Wednesday, somebody has to take care of the show, so maybe she'll take care of you. Meantime, I'm going to be going with her on my chat room. Just go there, and we will take care of you. Good night, everybody, and thank you for listening to the show.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.